podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
Welcome.
Oh, because you read the list.
Way to fuck it up, Andy.
I was trying to figure out why the hell you were singing DuckTales. Like, random?
Why not? Because he saw one of the fights on the undercard today?
Yeah, that's what I realized. Maybe Noah was just commenting in general that life is like a hurricane.
Here in Duckburg, race cars, lasers, aeroplanes, it's a duck blur.
Do we introduce ourselves or no?
We haven't even started the show. This is all pre-show blitter blather that's most likely going to be edited out.
Okay. You mean this is pre-show blabber and blatherskite?
Yeah.
I don't think Tim's amused by your jokes.
Is it pre-show shoe in a fucking reference to Darkwing Duck?
Gizmo Duck, but yes.
Yes.
Well, I guess DuckTales more than Darkwing Duck.
Right.
DuckTales, ooh.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tamcast.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to a special episode of the Tamcast Podcast. That's right, it's time for Monday Night Tam Fights March Madness! Our listeners have picked the matchups. Two characters fighting each other. The Tamcast hosts, Tim, Andy, and Noah, will decide who wins. We're going to go through matchup after matchup until we're sick of it. And then we're going to stop. But because this is the Tamcast Podcast, you can expect foul language, nerdy content, and irrelevant tangents. And when you hear this sound, that means there's a link to whatever the boys are talking about in the show notes. And now, without any further ado, let's prepare to tan-fight!
Welcome to a special Tancast Monday Night Tan Fight March Madness Edition.
Special like a birthday, not special like needs to wear a helmet.
Speaking of helmets, can't they make them more stylish these days? Like, if you have to wear a helmet in public all the time, it's sad. So why can't they, you know, spice up a little bit?
I think they're afraid that if they make the helmet too stylish, then hipsters will start wearing them. Actually, judging by all the hipsters I've met, hipsters should wear helmets.
I was like, there's nothing you can do to stop hipsters. Hipsters going to do what hipsters are going to do.
Pants on the ground. Stupid trucker hat turned sideways.
All right, so up in the booth, I'm Tim, the T in Tan Fights.
Down near the ring, I'm Andy, the A in Tan Fights.
Taking a piss, I am in Noah, the N in Tan Fights.
Of course you're taking a piss. It's the Noah ride.
I gotta take a piss, man. Got into my bladder.
Noah's in the locker room snapping towels.
What?
And being hit on inappropriately by the Tan Fighters.
Pardon me, would you be offended if I offer you a blowjob? No, Mr. Scrooge, I think that duck bill will hurt.
Mr. Scrooge.
I love that the question was, would you be offended? No, but that also doesn't mean yes.
You could just say no thank you. That's what I did. Worked out well for me.
I'm not offended, but I also do not want your lips around my wang.
If it's all the same to you.
It's probably not all the same to you, but still. Ah, the lipless wang.
Your wang doesn't have lips?
Nope.
Mine does. Talks to me.
Of course it does. Yours has got an elbow.
Sings me a little lullabies. Helps me fall asleep.
Noah's cock is so big, the head has only seen the balls in pictures.
Noah's cock is so big,
when they're out together, he's got to call it Mr. Cock.
Noah's cock so big, it has a sandwich named after it at the Carnegie Deli. Actually, two.
Oh, yeah, that reminds me. Let's see here.
Noah's cock is so big, when it's Eastern time at the head, it's Pacific time at the balls.
You love that book.
I do. I love that chapter.
Yes. Yeah, some of the book was, but man, the dick jokes.
I want to say about halfway through, I just stopped reading. I was like,
Okay, so here's what I was saying. So it says, I guess if you lose 30 pounds, you can gain an inch of cock size.
Wow. So if I starve myself to death, I can gain 7 inches.
You will. Yeah, I wonder how that works. I mean, the formula lets break down at some point.
Yeah, it's called That's a Bullshit Formula that somebody went, hey, this will motivate people to lose 30 pounds.
Well, I wouldn't say it's a bullshit formula. I mean, I would say there's some truth to it.
Well, lose 30 pounds and then remeasure.
I didn't remeasure, but I've been told it felt bigger.
By my mom?
Yes.
Oh, wait a minute.
Wait, what stopped you?
Andy can't crack on his own mom.
Oh.
It takes some of the sting out for me.
You're taking jobs away from American mom crackers.
I know. Poe Black Comics. Speaking of Poe Black Comics, Tim, are we going to do 10 laps this week, or are we just going to go straight for the jugular?
I figured since it was all listener content, we would forego 10 laps this week, unless you guys are jonesing for some.
Oh, no, I think we'll get plenty of comedy out of this other thing.
Excellent.
Well, all right
so we'll also get plenty of awkward pauses, as it turns out.
Yep. Well, now we don't know what to do. Our game is off.
Well, let's start with the recap, the 10-fight listener rematch from last week.
Ladies and gentlemen, and 10 cast listeners across the globe, let's prepare to rematch! No copyright infringement.
Captain Virk. Good old Captain Virk. I was trying to get the word versus out before I'd finished the word Kirk. So you gotta go fast, quick! Captain Kirk versus Han Solo. The listeners have spoken. And in just a second, I'm going to tell you what they said. As soon as this fucking internet brings up the Pole Daddy site. Hey, look at that.
It's a smoke a Pole Daddy.
So it looks like with 69% versus 30%, Han Solo is the winner.
As well he should be.
Yep.
Bah. Still say Kirk could kick his ass.
Which is really odd. I just because it's Harrison Ford, expected you to come down the other way there, Tim.
I know. I think if Han Solo had been the underdog, I would be rooting for Han Solo.
That was
the thing of me picking that. It was a bad idea because I'm too for either one of them. Like, I'm like, well, I don't want him to lose. And I don't want him to lose.
But they lost, so you should just go with the one that was gonna, you know, win. You know what I'm saying there, buddy?
Nope. You all right?
All right.
Are you having a stroke?
That's good.
Tim just wants to jump in, stop the fight, and then watch them both fuck Samus.
Oh, wait, who? Hang on, somebody said on the Tancast Facebook page, I like this quote, it was Reg. He goes, I'm so torn. I vote tie. They team up and become best bros in the universe. That is a show I would watch.
We're best bros.
Han and Kirk, wingmen.
Tim, cut up a trailer.
You know, I can't be certain, but I'm pretty sure the Tancast video page is going to get some more use in the very near future. So for those of you who've subscribed to the Tancast YouTube page, you're like, well, this is a fucking waste of my life. That's not going to change, but at least there'll be more actual things to watch while your life is being wasted.
No, Tim, I think most people sign up for the Tancast thing and are like, oh, good, no more content.
It's bad enough they rape my ears. Now they're raping my eyeballs.
Yep.
And it hurts so good.
Sticking our tiny little penises right in your eye holes.
So, why don't we go round robin and everybody will choose a match?
All right.
Out of the list of listener submissions for the Monday Night 10 Fight March Madness!
Okay. Wow, there's a lot to choose from.
Yeah, there are a ton.
Well, some of these we'll have to go through in a lightning round.
Yep.
And some of these we just won't be able to do. So, like, if you're one of the people who sent in a 70 bajillion, we're probably not going to get to all of yours.
Even though they are all awesome.
Unless you send in something stupid like Doctor Who, in which case it's not awesome. Just kidding.
Oh, don't know. No.
That's just my back and forth with CJ. Like, if you read the text of the poll for last week's, it said, sometimes there's nerd fights so awesome that... Nerd questions have been debated forever. Like, how much better is Star Trek than Doctor Who? A million times or a billion times?
douche.
And then Jennifer quoted, hey, she was on the Facebook page, she's like, hey, I like Star Trek better too, but don't hate on Doctor Who. Hey, that rhymes.
Good job, Tim. You're the best.
So do you want me to pick first, or would one of you guys like to pick first?
You can go first.
All right, well, let's talk about the fight that we have been alluding to. I don't know if we put it in the pre-show banter or if it's going to be at the end of the show, all the stuff we recorded before we actually started the show. Scrooge. This was submitted by John. So it's Scrooge McDuck, the richest duck in the world, versus Darkwing Duck, the terror that flaps in the night. I'm picking this one because he went through the trouble of actually writing out a scenario and a place and the fight. Like, he took some fucking time with this shit. Go, John. You're doing it. So the scenario is Darkwing Duck's city of St. Canard is at the mercy of evil sorceress Magica Dispel. The only way to end the Reign of Terror is for Darkwing to give her Scrooge McDuck's number one dime. Scrooge, being the cheap and stubborn bastard he is, refuses to give up his beloved lucky dime without a fight. The place? Scrooge McDuck's money bin in Duckburg. The fighters? Scrooge has access to his money bin's high-tech security system and booby traps. He also has Gizmo Duck on his side. Darkwing has his supply of crime-fighting gadgets and help from his trusty sidekick, Launchpad McQuack.
Which kind of means that Launchpad is turning on Scrooge McDuck, because wasn't
he... I can't believe Launchpad would throw in his lot with Darkwing as opposed to Scrooge in a... you know, in a push comes to shove situation. I'd be like, I'm going with Rich Guy.
Yeah, but he was so thrilled to be the trusty sidekick.
If I'm helping Batman and all of a sudden Bill Gates says, hey, you should be on my side, I'm like, you know what, Batman? I'm going to be on his side. But if I knew Batman very well, I would know that he is probably richer than Bill Gates.
Yep.
So that was a bad example. So I guess Spider-Man would be a better example.
Okay.
Except Spider-Man actually has superpowers. You know what? We're going far off topic.
Fair enough.
Duckburg.
So my initial inkling was to give this to Darkwing Duck, as he's an actual superhero who fights crime. But Scrooge McDuck is an ornery old bastard.
What about Gizmo Duck, though?
That's true. Yeah. That does turn the tide. Although both the Gizmo Duck and Darkwing Duck are kind of fuck ups.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
I think Gizmo Duck is a more powerful fuck up, isn't he?
Yes. He's the most powerful fuck up in the world.
Like, you know, he's got that whole suit. Although,
true,
I'm a little hazy on what that suit did.
All sorts of stuff.
Yeah, like it was kind of like Go-Go Gadget fill in the blank shit.
Go-Go Gadget fill in the blank shit.
Not what I meant.
Best episode of Gadget ever.
Uncle Gadget, I took a blank shit. Hang on, Penny, I'll fill it in for you.
Yeah,
I don't even know what a blank shit would be. My shit doesn't come out tattooed all that often.
It's a shit where you can just write in whatever you want.
I don't know if I told both of you, but like I think last week after Tancast, I took a yeah, it was after Tancast because I was debating to take a picture of it. I'm like, no, probably doesn't. No one wants to see that. But it was like a perfect S. It was like long and just S.
Did it make the sound coming out of your ass?
No, it did not.
Your ass speaks in parcel tongue.
But I did.
Oh,
I was
my
like,
wife would be so proud of me, and she's not here.
Oh. Alright, well, back to the tan fight and away from shit.
Well, not that far away from shit. We're still on Tancast.
Yeah, that's true. I'm gonna go for Scrooge McDuck, not only because I think Gizmo Duck's more powerful than Darkwing Duck, but also because the money vault is just supposed to be like nigh impregnable. He has got a shit ton of booby traps and crazy things. The Ma Beagles boys tried forever to get in there. I know they're all fuck-ups too, but there are more of them than Darkwing Duck.
That was going to be my logic. I'm like, he's fought off the Beastie Boys.
The Beastie Boys.
Here's another story
for right.
I got to tell
party.
About a lucky dime that I want so well.
It's sabotage.
That was horrible. Oh. Anyway, like, if he's fought off the Beagle Boys for this long, he can fight off one doofus in a hat.
Yeah.
I'm going Scrooge on this one.
Scrooge wins! Flawless victory!
Mostly because he has Gizmo Duck.
So you're pro Gizmo Duck?
I just remember him fucking shit up.
Yeah, wasn't there one episode where Gizmo Duck got, like, all dark or something like that?
Yes.
Tim doesn't remember. That's his answer. I recognize that, yes.
No!
Alright, well, I will go next. And I'm going to pick this one just because it made me laugh my ass off. And it came from CJ. Andy versus Noah. I could have also picked Noah's dog versus Andy's cat, but I think Andy versus Noah really cuts to the meat of the matter. Although, I'm going to combine these and say Noah has his dog and I have my cat.
Nice!
My dog does not seem to like cats, although I'm not sure what she would do if she actually got close to a cat. Like, she seems to be like a aggressive barker, but not so much an attacker. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, as long as you're far away, I'm going to bark at you.
Yeah, my cat has a tendency to you know, take the high ground instead of fight it out. But when she actually goes for a fight, she'll tear shit up. So I really don't know where she would come down. She really does not like dogs.
Interesting.
So maybe they've made it a little less interesting. All right, now it's down to you and
How much did your cat weigh?
16 pounds.
Oof. My dog only weighs like 11.
She can eat your dog.
Jesus Christ, your fucking cat is huge.
Although she's a picky eater.
They do say pets and owners start to look alike.
Wait, your cat's a picky eater. You don't get to be 16 pounds being a picky eater.
She just eats a lot of what she likes.
Andy's a picky eater.
Yeah. I like mushrooms.
All right, fair enough. I'll give you
that. He doesn't like raw vegetables.
Yeah, don't like raw vegetables?
Well, clearly he doesn't like vegetables of any mode, unless they're covered in lard.
Lard.
That's the traditional way to cook vegetables, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so this is interesting.
Why do I get the feeling I'm going to be the tiebreaker here?
I
will win. What do you say, Tim? Ah, fuck.
I think because Andy has, you know, the height, the weight. I don't know about reach. I do have long arms.
I've also got very long arms. I got a big torso. My torso is longer than my legs, so I've got more arm reach than I've got kick reach for my size.
But, on the other hand, I think I may have more stamina.
Yes, I would say you definitely have more stamina. But so. I think I'm probably a dirtier fighter than you.
Well, it depends. Are we still friends?
If this is a fight to the death, I'm going to guess not.
Then, yeah, I'll be a dirty fighter.
Yeah. Yeah, but Tim, you've seen me snap.
Yes. I'm uncomfortable.
What did he do to you, Tim? Show me on the doll where he touched you.
I've just seen you get loud. I've never really seen it actually, you know, hurt somebody.
I never seen action.
Oh, that's right. You.
I guess I saw you push Steve What's-His-Nuts down a couple times.
That was the most one-sided fight ever.
It was indeed.
Me and one other guy who wasn't that much smaller than me.
No, he really wasn't.
And every time he'd grab me, I'd just knock him down. And then eventually I told him to stop getting up.
That was the most entertaining part.
Stop getting up. Stop it. Well, since it's me versus Andy, I'm going to go with me.
I really don't want to undersell your stamina.
Just go with yourself. Let Tim be the tiebreaker.
Yeah, I was going to say, the few times that I've gotten into like actual fist fights, I've got a really high pain tolerance. Like, I've taken...
This is disturbing on so many levels.
Like, I took a couple of shots to the face and was still choking a guy out. So that was...
Jesus Christ.
That's PE. What are you going to do?
I would say I think Andy has more anger inside than I do.
That's what I was going to say. I'm like, Andy's got the anger issues, but Noah's the one actually been working out for 2 years.
Yep. And I don't know if I have a lot of fat to cushion the blows these days.
Yeah. You probably have me on strike power.
I may. I don't work out my arms as much. I do a lot more running, more cardiovascular work.
Yeah, and it's been a long time since I took any martial arts. I don't know if I'd even remember how to do any of that shit.
I remember how to do some of it.
But I do have all that anger.
You do have a lot of anger.
I'm going to vote Andy. Tim?
I'm going to vote they tie and become best bros in the universe.
Fair enough.
I really don't know who would win. Fuck. I knew this was... Fuck!
And that's kind of why I picked this one.
Way to make it awkward for the very first, second fight of the episode. So the whole rest of the episode is like, well, let's see what Mr. Fuck Tim thinks. One of you is going to say for the rest of the episode.
I don't think we went that direction, because Noah and I were both kind of like, I don't know if I could take him. You know, really, that's the difference, I think, between your 20s and your 30s. And your 20s is like, fuck that guy, I can take him. Dude is huge. And he's like, you know, a trained mixed martial artist. And he wins a lot. Yeah, fuck that guy, I can still take him. And in 30s, you're like, man, you know, I got the wife and the kid and the job. I can't just show up to work with, like, my nose all busted up and stuff.
I got responsibilities.
You know what? I forgot to use the oldest bit of logic in the book. Mm-hmm. Whenever there's a fist fight, you gotta bet on the black guy. So I gotta go with Noah.
No, you are blacker than I.
Is that really a piece of logic?
Yeah, you don't hear that? Whenever there's a boxing fight, they're like, bet on the black guy.
I never heard that. Why? Does he have like so much like racial rage or something?
Because black people were bred for a while to be bigger and stronger so that they would do better work in the fields. And guess what? Now they're bigger and stronger. Fuck your athletics.
Fair enough. Look at Tim dropping knowledge.
Sorry, white listeners, I am not the Great White Hope.
He is the Great White Dope, though.
Yep. It was inevitable that I return.
Smoking
Blood Moon Gang? Anyone?
All right.
Oh, so okay, it's on to me?
Yep.
Wow, so many to choose from.
I know.
Well, this is an interesting one, and I guess we would have to kind of decide. This was sent in by Ro. Did you say we could call him that? Ro Twang?
Who? What?
R-O-T-W-A-N-G.
I think it's Rotwang.
Rotwang.
I thought, because he has a rot cast.
All right.
Oh, okay. Rotwang. All right. Trinity. Man,
okay. First of all, any listeners, if you've got Rotwang, see your doctor immediately.
I'm sorry.
That's Wang
that
Rot.
Off.
All right. Please continue.
Like, you can put off some things. Like, oh, I sprained my ankle, but Rotwang. Mm-mm. Anyhow. Trinity from Matrix versus Hit Girl from Kick-Ass. So, I guess the big question would be, where are they located?
Hang on. Let me see if he said in the comment.
I'm going to assume they're in the real world, just because I didn't see any plugs in the back of Hit Girl's head.
But then
if she was
thinking,
in the Matrix all the time.
Mm.
Mind blown.
Boom.
But then I'm thinking Trinity wouldn't be able to... Like, the abilities they gain in the Matrix don't carry over to the real world, do they?
Well, the knowledge, I would assume, would still have to carry over to the real world. But...
So, like, if you get downloaded, like, Kung Fu... Because I'm trying to think of the Matrix in the movie, they never really did much in real life.
Well, hang on. Let me read his entire comment.
Okay.
And it's lengthy. The trickiest part is finding a level playing field. Trinity outside of the Matrix is pretty lame. She can hack the IRS D base, but not much else. The only way to present an interesting fight would be to hold the battle inside the Matrix, but then the advantages would tend towards Trinity. She needs to be handicapped. To make a fair fight, Trinity's hard line has been cut. In other words, she is alone without any help by way of uploaded information or weapons. This is the Trinity from the first Matrix movie. She will have a Beretta, throwing knives, and the helicopter with the GE minigun. Fuck! what more she need uploaded at that point? I've got a helicopter with a minigun.
A sandwich.
But
like,
no
man, where are those miniguns making me hungry?
No scorpion kick, no Ducati.
It's a motorcycle.
Right.
The motorcycle that she crashes into the...
I think that was the second one, though, wasn't it?
Yes, that was in the second one.
That's why he's saying she doesn't have that. Assuming Rotwang is a guy, I don't really know. Sorry, Rotwang.
Maybe Rotwang used to be a guy, then he didn't go see the doctor.
Then he had Wang Rot.
As an added handicap, she must wear tight PVC dresses and dark glasses.
Fair enough.
Now, Hit Girl's just a little girl. In the Matrix, she's going to be at a great disadvantage. It might... take her some time to figure out that she can jump from one building to another. We need to give her a little help. She gets to bring her friend Kick-Ass. He has the jetpack with the attached XM-124 microguns.
Wow.
Was that from the movie?
Yeah.
Okay, I haven't seen Kick-Ass yet.
It's just funny that this guy got his details.
Yep.
Yeah. Hit Girl has her body armor and her foul language. Well, that's a huge advantage right there. Foul language. Fuck off, cunt! Oh, how do you know my weakness?
Trinity's like, that word makes me cry.
I'm in a PG-13 movie. wait. Hang on. Imagine the swearing she can do in the Matrix when she doesn't need to breathe air.
Oh my god. Excellent point.
Who will win? The mature woman forced to live in a submarine and eat gruel, or the traumatized youngling orphaned and forbidden to take her butterfly knife to school for show and tell? He posts these stats. Trinity has 11 kills. Hit Girl has 42.
Based on nothing else, I
yeah,
just
go
like
ahead.
The Hit Girl better. Like, just the character. She was awesome.
Yeah, I do too. But, you know, it's kind of like, even if I like... let's say Mickey Mouse more than Skeletor. I'm pretty sure that Skeletor's magic and big-ass sword are going to make Mickey Mouse.
I think it's close. I think it's close enough.
Okay.
Like, I don't think it's that drastic of a difference.
That you feel justified in just being completely prejudiced
Yeah.
Based on preference and not actual fact.
Wow, Andy. Way to be really impartial in your comments there.
I'm just going to shit in Noah's open mouth.
That's
you know
awesome.
Why? Because Noah fucking killed me.
You had it coming, sir.
Apparently I did. I'll have to ask CJ why, but apparently I did. But you know what? As an addendum to that, I think my cat gets revenge.
All right, I'll give you that. Gretchen probably roll over and be like, pet my belly. And look who's here.
I think the fact that Hit Girl can do all that crazy shit in real life means she'll figure the Matrix out pretty quickly.
Well, yeah, I mean, because just because, you know, you're... It's not like she would lose all knowledge because she was in the Matrix. Like,
yeah.
She would still think she could do some of that stuff. I mean, she will still be able to do that stuff.
No, yeah. What I mean is, like, her father trained her to be very adaptable and to, like, figure out the situation that she's in and all the rest of that stuff. And I think the fact that she can start to do some of her crazy-ass kung fu in the Matrix, I think she'll notice pretty quickly that her abilities are completely unlimited now. Plus, she's vicious. I mean, Trinity was, you know, not afraid to pull the trigger and all that, but, like Hit Girl seemed to revel in it.
I would say the only drawbacks she would have would be strength. Well, not only, but, like, one of the drawbacks she would have would be strength.
Yeah, that Trinity's really used to knowing how strong she can be in the Matrix. Yeah, kind of difficult to overcome that that home field advantage there.
Are you going with Trinity?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Trinity. I really want to go with Hit Girl, because, you know, I think if it was... If you gave Trinity-level fighting skills, but put her in the real world, like, let her actually train physically to have the same sort of muscle memory that matches the Matrix abilities, just for pure fighting stuff, I think Hit Girl would kick Trinity's ass. But I think the fact that they're in the Matrix and Trinity knows how to, you know, kind of cheat the rules just from the get-go, I think Trinity's going to win.
Dun-dun-dun!
I'm going
Hit Girl. Once again, it falls to me to be the tiebreaker.
Yep.
But I have not nearly as much vested on this one.
All right.
I am handicapped by the fact that I've neither read nor seen Kick-Ass. And I'm also handicapped by the fact that I did watch Matrix Parts 2 and 3.
I think everyone is handicapped by that.
I'm going to have to give it to Trinity. I see her as more of a badass than... I mean, as more of a badass than I have seen what clips I've seen. It's sort of like seen unseen fan fights here.
Yeah.
But, like, what I've seen of Hit Girl, Trinity seems like more of a badass.
Well, just... not to spoil the movie or anything for you, but realize that the clips that you've seen of Hit Girl are the ones that they could safely put in a trailer.
Ah.
She kicks a lot of ass.
A lot.
More than Kick-Ass?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Fuck it. Way more than Kick-Ass. Kick-Ass is a fuck-up.
The joke was that she kicks ass more than the guy named Kick-Ass.
Yes.
That was all I was going
for. Oh, shit, Tim!
And I got
comedy.
That, and I was laughing at it.
Write it down!
You did it. You done dude it.
It's all done.
So do we want to do some of these super fast?
Oh, do a lightning round?
Yeah.
Do you want to pick them?
No, you can go ahead.
Okay.
If there's some that Noah and I want that you skip over, we'll toss them in at the end.
Okay. Oh, well, I mean, this wasn't going to be the end of the episode after this.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, okay.
I just mean at the end of you going through, we'll go back and say, hey, I wanted to do...
Well, we could do another lightning round before that we're done. But anyway. Okay. So, Riddick versus Triple X.
Riddick. Yeah, absolutely.
You have no idea, too. You just went along with us, didn't you?
Pretty much.
Ultimate badass in the universe or extreme sports guy? Yeah, Riddick.
Judge Doom versus Judge Judy.
Wait, Judge Doom?
Judge Dredd?
No, Judge Doom.
Who the fuck is Judge Doom?
I don't know.
Isn't Hold Judge on. Doom the main villain from the Fantastic Four?
No,
that's
Doom.
Dr. Doom.
Yeah, Dr. Doom.
CJ fail.
Oh, Judge Doom. Who framed Roger Rabbit?
Oh, you're right. CJ win.
Yep.
Judge Doom.
Judge Doom.
I'm like, no matter who Judge Doom is, he fucking wins.
Just by name alone?
No, because he's fighting a frail old woman.
She's honoring, she's got that bailiff.
Yeah, I think if it's Judge Judy and Betty White, then there's a good fight. Okay, hey, let's toss that one in. Judge Judy and Betty White.
Betty White.
Betty White always wins. The Sesame Street Muppets versus the Muppet Show Muppets.
Muppet Show Muppets.
Yeah, I'm just going Muppet Show Muppets. They're darker and they're more yes. They're more evil.
And don't they have weapons? Doesn't that one guy have, like, knives?
Yeah, there's the crazy knife-throwing guy.
Yeah. I think he throws fish, too.
Yes.
I think he pretty much just throws fish.
No knives ever?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Maybe I wanted there to be knives.
He's got those crazy eyes, though.
They do have a lot of exploding things in the Muppets, though. So
there
like,
you go. Yep. Bombs.
Yeah.
And, yeah,
there's,
Miss
a, bomb, there's
a
crazy bomber guy, not to be confused with the crazy fish-throwing guy. And then Gonzo's also got, like, a bunch of shit that ends up being lethal.
Yeah, and Piggy knows karate.
Okay.
Now, is Miss Piggy, Muppet Show, or both?
Just Muppet Show.
Then, yeah. Fucking shoot, just tear one up.
Yep. Especially if something happened to, like, you know, Big Bird kicks Kermit or something like that.
Oh, I forgot about Kermit and Snuffleupagus, though. This one's interesting. Yeah.
Big Bird and Snuffleupagus?
Well, Kermit's on both.
Yeah, sorry, Big Bird and Snuffleupagus.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but did you forget about Sweetums? Muppet Show Muppets have got a fucking ogre.
Oh, right, right. All right, all right. Muppet Show.
All right.
I'm trying not to pick ones that I'm like, that one might be interesting.
Okay.
The Yeti from the Matterhorn at Disneyland versus the Abominable Snowman from Disney World's Expedition. Actually, that's backwards. It's the Yeti from Expedition Everest versus the Abominable Snowman from the Matterhorn at Disneyland.
Since you guys, what do you guys say?
I'm gonna go with the Yeti from the Matterhorn. He doesn't have size on his side, but he can move.
Yeah, I'm gonna go for the Matterhorn.
Whereas the Yeti in the Expedition Everest has been broken since month one.
Matterhorn.
I was going for Matterhorn just because he looks mean.
I'm just going because I don't remember either one.
Well, the Yeti thing is huge, but it broke. John McClane from Die Hard versus Rick O'Connell from The Mummy.
John McClane.
Oh shit! Yeah. Danelle had some that I was going to use on the show because like, I was reading some of these to her. She came up with some. I'm like, fuck, we should use those.
And no, you didn't.
Well, say something for about 30 seconds.
Well, me and Tim saw Limitless last night.
Ooh, how was that?
It was good. Well, it was all right. Tim thought there were some pretty ridiculous parts.
Okay.
I mean, it was okay.
Yeah, watching the trailer, my wife looks at me and she goes, I think that movie's going to be crap.
I wouldn't say it was crap. I'm definitely looking forward to Source Code, though.
I'm looking forward to my boss!
Yeah, I don't know what to think about that one either. That one seems like it's going to be like, what was that piece of shit Crichton book that turned into a piece of shit Crichton movie?
Timeline?
Yeah. Yeah, I was telling my wife, I'm pretty sure Source Code's going to be like Timeline, where it's like they set up a rule, and then they just fucking break it.
The early reviews are good on Metacritic. It's like got 71%, or 71, whatever that is, numbers.
Yeah. Maybe I'd be pleasantly surprised. I don't think we're going to go to theaters to see it, though, although I think we are going to go see Captain America in theaters, by my wife's request, because my wife is awesome.
I don't know how I feel about that movie.
The poor choice for lead actor, in my opinion, so I just couldn't care less.
Who's lead actor in it?
The nutsack who was Johnny Storm in...
So it is. It is that nutsack.
Yes.
Yeah, but he was good in Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Didn't see it.
You should.
So if any of those characters are in a tan fight, they're also going to lose. At least my vote.
Fair enough.
Do we want to keep going with the lightning round, or do we want to go back to...
Yeah, let's keep going. Let's do like one or two more.
Okay. Professor Egghead versus Dr. Wily.
Those are both Sonic the Hedgehog villains, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I picked them because I had no idea who they were.
All right.
So I'm like, let's throw this out in a lightning round.
Wait, no, Dr. Wily, isn't he Mega Man?
Oh, yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, Dr. Wily's Mega Man. Professor Egghead is Sonic.
I would do Professor Egghead.
I'm going to go for Wily.
Which one's Sonic? Which one's Mega Man?
Egghead is Sonic.
Wily.
Okay. I think Wily being kind of frail, but...
Yeah, but he built all those fucking robots. I mean, Egghead built a bunch of robots, too, but, I mean, if...
Well, Egghead actually has, like, contraption he rolls around in, so that's why I was picking Egghead. I didn't assume Wily would have his robots.
He's always in some sort... Well, the Mega Man games that I played, and I played, I think, 4 of them.
Oh, okay.
And there's, like, 20. the final boss, he's always, like, in some big-ass robot or, you know, something, some huge machine.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Hang on. I saw it here somewhere. Oh, here it goes. Sarah Palin versus Hillary Clinton. Mud fight.
Sarah Palin.
Clinton.
Yeah, I'm going Clinton.
Really?
Yeah. I don't want to see this mud fight. I want to be clear. but, yeah, I think Hillary Clinton's got... she's got all sorts of inner anger.
Yeah, and I think Palin does a good... makes a good show of, you know, being outdoorsy, like, wilderness woman or whatever. But I think, really, she's more like suburban mom. And even though Hillary's like, you know, she comes from a wealthy family, wealthy background, all the rest of that stuff, even though she's got that life of luxury and everything, she's also, I think, got, as Tim said, a ton of anger. And I think she can probably focus that. If she can't throw a fireball with all of that anger.
And I think she would love to let it out on Sarah Palin.
Yeah. I think she'll go straight for the eyes. And once Palin's blind, it's just really going to be how long does Hillary want it to last?
Okay, so the Reddit alien versus the android robot.
Wait, say that again?
The Reddit alien versus the android robot.
Do you mean Riddick?
No, Reddit.
Reddit?
R-E-D-D-I-T. The little alien?
Oh! Sorry. I was getting confused. Anno, android robot.
Yeah, I'm going to go for android robot.
fuck it. Whatever.
I mean, since I have no idea what their powers will be. And I've seen the Reddit... Sorry, the android robot move. I've seen the Reddit alien do nothing.
I'm going to go with Noah's logic on that, then.
I've seen the Reddit alien dress up like a bunch of different things on different subreddits.
Pirates of the Caribbean versus the Pirates of Somalia?
Pirates of Somalia.
Pirates of Somalia. Better armed.
I agree as well. Jeff Bridges versus...
Wait. If it's the Pirates of the Caribbean where they're still all undead, then Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, good point.
Yeah. Depends on whether the Mayan curse or the Incan curse or whatever it was is still in play. Aztec curse. Whatever.
Jeff Bridges versus Samuel L. Jackson?
Samuel Jackson.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just silly.
Always going for the black guy.
Well, that and fucking... Jeff Bridges doesn't seem very fighty. I mean, I haven't seen True Grit, so maybe...
Yeah, True Grit might change it.
I wouldn't say he's very fighty in True Grit. I mean, he can shoot a gun.
Yeah, but Big Lebowski certainly doesn't make me think that he's going to kick anyone's ass.
Side note, did you see Tron, Andy?
Nope, haven't seen Tron. Well, I saw Tron, not whatever the new Tron one is.
Tron Legacy. Yeah.
Okay. Carry on.
I haven't seen it either.
Yeah, I just thought Jeff Bridges should have done more badassery in that movie, but he did not.
Speaking of which, Kevin Flynn versus Sam Flynn. So, Noah, you answer, and Andy and I will more than likely go off your answer.
Oh, so the dad versus the son.
Yep. Exactly.
I would say the dad.
Me too.
Fair enough.
I mean, he created, you know, that universe, so he knows how to control it. So I think it has the potential to be badass. They just did not show in the movie.
Yep.
And I wanted to say there was one more. Marty McFly versus Hiro Nakashima from Heroes.
Nakamura.
Marty McFly.
Marty McFly's got to get it up to 88 miles an hour.
Hiro.
Hiro can just stop time and then slice Marty up.
I don't care. Hiro already won. I'm still voting for Marty.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Do you want to pick a...
Are you crossing these off as we go, or are you just remembering in your head?
Oh, I'm totally crossing these off.
You are such a liar.
Yep. Fuck organized. You're lucky I printed out a list. So do you care if can we do another like regular tan fight?
Yep, let's do another long round.
Okay, so this one I liked a lot. It's from CJ. And somebody else suggested this too, Bob. James Bond versus Jason Bourne.
Okay, now this is what I'm wondering. Are we talking Daniel Craig James Bond or the previous James Bonds?
I think you can pick your Bond.
See, if Daniel Craig, that makes it a little bit tougher. I feel like if it was a previous James Bond, it would have been Jason Bourne.
I would concur.
But you know, just to make it a little more interesting, I'm going to pick Daniel Craig James Bond myself.
I'm going to take Jason Bourne, even over Daniel Craig James Bond.
Yeah, as would I.
Any particular reason?
He just kicks so much ass.
Yeah, Bourne just fucking kicks ass right, like now, from a now, zero now, to kick ass position. Things.
Does the Bond have a girl, and does he have support from, or are they just one on one? Like, does
I assumed it was just one on one.
Yeah, okay. I assumed it was.
Does
you know,
Bond have a girl? Yeah, he's busy fucking.
I figured it was unarmed hand to hand. Yeah, Bond's a scrapper. Bond doesn't go down easy, but Bourne has been like programmed. He's been programmed to be, you know, supreme badass. And really, anything he can get his hands on, like a fucking newspaper.
This
he
is
will
true.
Beat your
I
ass
have
with
not
a newspaper.
Seen James Bond fight with a newspaper.
Yeah. I've seen him whip out like a wimpy little laser watch that he uses one time, but yeah.
I've seen him get his fucking nuts smashed.
Oh,
and ask
yeah.
for more.
Oh, that was hard to watch.
That was hard to watch.
You gotta admire the man's threshold for pain.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
And then I was thinking, like, in my head, I'm like, what do his nuts look like? Like, they must be, like, raw meat.
No, they're probably huge, just swollen up. He's walking around showing them to people. Like, check it out. Dude, hit me in the nuts. They swelled up. I got big nuts.
Then I swear he has sex in the hospital right after that. I'm like, no, not with your solar nuts.
He does have a high pain threshold. He is kick-ass.
When he tells the guy to scratch his itch, oh, that fucking...
Whoo, oh, yeah.
You're like, all right, you win.
Yeah.
You have the biggest one in the room.
Yep.
I would cry before he even touched me.
No, not the nuts, not the nuts.
I'll tell you whatever you want to know.
I like yeah, to
dress like
hurts.
A girl.
Here are the launch codes. I didn't even want the launch codes. Take the fucking launch codes.
Take yeah, my but... lucky penny. I don't want it anymore.
But Jason Bourne will take a fountain pen and like shove it in between his fingers. Like, drop it. Whatever you got, just drop it.
There was a nice little eye stab in Limitless last night. Tim loved it.
Oh, I knew Tim would.
He was like, oh, I bet that tickles. Alright, Addy next, pick a match.
Oh, wait, who'd you pick, Noah?
Oh, I didn't pick, actually. I'm gonna be the center. I'll go with James Bond. Daniel Craig James.
Alright.
Jason Bourne wins.
Done.
Alright, well, this one was suggested by Brino, and it's Spider-Man versus Batman.
They've done that a couple times.
I mean,
I would imagine they have.
I listen to a comic book podcast, and one line they always throw out is, like, if Batman has enough time to prepare, he can beat anyone.
Yep.
I think that's, like, quoted somewhere. So I guess it all depends on how much time Batman has to prepare.
I'm going to say, let's say Spider-Man catches him off guard. Like, Batman's just out on patrol, and Spider-Man stops the Batmobile in one of his great big spider webs that, you know, stretches from building to building or whatever. And then it's on. It's Batman with whatever he's got on his belt, and Spider-Man with the web slingers and his superhuman or metahuman abilities.
Now, does Batman know of Spider-Man before this?
Let's say yes, he knows of Spider-Man, so he knows what Spider-Man brings to the table, but no, he didn't know that he could be facing Spider-Man, so he's not specifically outfitted for Spider-Man.
Right. Like, he's not, like, prepared, but he's heard of Spider-Man.
He doesn't have his spider repellent spray?
Yeah, like he doesn't have anything extra on the tool belt, you know, like a just-in-case kind of thing, but he knows at least the general abilities of Spider-Man.
Like the genital abilities?
Yeah, the genital abilities. He knows that Spider-Man fucks like a demon.
Do you wonder if Spider-Man shoots, like, the web spray out of his penis?
I do.
Nope.
But not in the comic books, where the web spinners were technological. But,
well, right.
Yeah, when in the movie where they're biological. Well, I guess in some of the retcons they're biological too, but...
Yeah, after the movie came out, they... Like...
That would make for a sticky situation. That was so stupid.
What? It's comedy genius.
Okay, so you know how, like, his fingertips and his toe tips and whatever, he's got the little hairs and he can, like, stick to buildings and walls and everything like that? Like, can he just, like, stick to a girl? You know, like rodeo style? He just, like, grabs
wow.
her, even though she's, like, trying to kick him off? She's just, like, stuck to her?
That is...
Nope, I'm gonna finish.
Interesting. That would make for some interesting sex.
I'm gonna get done.
Now, would it hurt? Like, does it hurt the wall when his hands go in? Like, would you feel, like, you know, if he put his hand on you, it's like... Ah!
See, they were never
I mean, doesn't
really
it work
clear?
The same way as, like, a spider? Well, as because he's bigger? Maybe that's why it would hurt?
Right.
I don't know.
They were never really clear how it worked. But, like, with geckos, it's actually, like, atomic adhesion. It's the van der Waal force with a bunch of little hairs, with a bunch of little split ends on them. That's how geckos adhere to walls. So they're not really, like,
inserting
anything.
It causes
enough
friction so they stick, correct?
Well, yeah, but it's like atomic level attraction.
Right.
So it's much, much higher than friction.
Okay.
Which is also how they can hang upside down and hang on to apparently slick surfaces. It's because they're not actually, like, having to stick anything into it. Like, there's no, like, little crevices or whatever. is just like purely attraction between all of the tiny little bits of all the tiny little hairs on their pads and whatever surface they've stuck to.
You know, I'm going to say Batman, just because I love him.
I love Batman too, but I think if he's not prepared and he doesn't have as much mobility as Spider-Man, I'm going to go for Spider-Man.
I have to go Batman, because just about any time you face Batman against somebody, Batman wins.
Not Bane.
I said just about, dick sneeze.
That's true. But again, just about any time you face Spider-Man against somebody, Spider-Man wins.
What? Bullshit. I'll tell you what, in that fucking listener-voted Marvel vs. DVC crossover when he was fighting Superboy, that was bullshit.
Yes, indeed.
Spider-Man won my balls. Superboy kicks ass! Not really, but he would kick Spider-Man's ass.
Yeah, even though it was like a slightly depowered Superman. Yeah. I agree with your call of bullshit, sir.
Excellent.
All right, Noah.
What do you got?
That's a good question.
Jeff's, okay.
Oh, all right.
You could have picked it when you had the chance, sir.
I forgot about it until just now, and I scrolled up.
Haley versus Andy Jr.
So he left this comment on the Tancast page of what if our kids could fight each other now, because it would be fair, my kid doesn't have the mech suit anymore.
Yep.
And I don't know. Well, I think, well, I don't know, how shy is your kid, Andy?
Not very.
Haley seems a little shy.
My kid's pretty outgoing, likes new people, and he's also a hitter and a biter when he gets frustrated.
He bites pillows, so you cover Haley in pillows and he'll jack her up.
Yep. Well, and
or jack up the pillows that are around her.
And I discovered last night I was trying to give him a bite of my quesadilla, and he ran over laughing like, this is going to be funny, and just like slammed his head onto his mouth, onto the quesadilla, but my fingers are still holding on to it, and then he bit down and still had my index finger in his mouth. Hurt like hell.
And that's when he popped his kid in the face. Bah!
No, I just yelled at him to let go, and then he backed up. He's like, oh, and then he starts crying because daddy's mad at him, and he ran over to mommy. That's going to cost him. Because he's very sensitive. Like, if he hurts somebody, they're obviously hurt or they're mad at him or whatever. Like, he reacts strongly.
Is he sensitive if he hurts somebody he likes or just somebody, just anybody? Like,
that's true. It's somebody that he likes, somebody that he cares about. Yeah, and he's been tackling girls who are bigger than him since he was crawling.
What?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we used to joke, he was like one, and we would joke that he liked him some cougar cubs, because he would tackle like 3 and 4 year old girls. He'd just like crawl up to them, and they'd be like, baby! And then he'd just keep crawling and just like bowl them over, and then hug them while they were down. Like,
yeah.
Wow. My kid's going to grow up a rapist.
or a hug-a-pist. Fuck,
yeah, that's more like it.
Turn that into rape. A hapist?
Huggist?
You're raising a future frat guy.
Yeah.
You better stop for drinking.
Yeah, I don't know why Jeff suggested this. Haley does seem kind of shy and withdrawn. Granted, like, we're all way bigger than her,
yeah.
So...
Yeah, maybe.
I'd be intimidated if somebody 3 times my size came up to me, like, hey, easy, what's happening? Why?
And I will say, you know, when I see her with kids her age, she doesn't seem that way.
Yeah, Jeff, Jeff would know. He sees her more than I do.
What? He sees his own child more than you do? That's crazy. Talk to him.
Well, I remember at her birthday, but I don't remember her interacting much with the other kids at her birthday party.
Well, there's that one kid sitting at the table with her.
Yeah, I can't remember if he was shoving, trying to get in on her cake action, and she just let it happen, or if she was trying to like get him out of the picture altogether. I can't remember which way it went down. You know what? I gotta go. I'm going with Andy Jr.
Andy Jr. all around.
All right.
Sorry, Haley.
Flawless victory.
Do some training. Maybe you'll do better next time.
For the simple reason that all boys are stronger than girls.
Yep.
Oh.
Sexism.
It's what's for dinner.
Yeah. And Junior's actually pretty big for his age, so.
Yeah.
for being a preemie, he certainly appears to have caught up.
He's caught up, yeah.
So caught. So my wife came up with three good ones. I can't decide which of the ones I should do.
Well, you can save them for later, like in a future episode.
Oh, okay. So if I don't do one, I'll use it in a future episode. Got it.
Yep.
Let's go, John McClane from Die Hard versus whatever Liam Neeson's character's name was from Taken. Yeah, see? I was like, oh, shit, that's a good one.
That is.
But it's almost a Kirk Solo situation in which I don't know if I could pick a favorite.
I'm still going to go with John McClane.
Wow.
I'm going to go with Liam Neeson.
Explain yourselves.
Well, hey, there's, four movies out? Yeah, four movies.
Yeah.
John McClane's just a fucking badass. He just fucks shit up. Like, and Liam Neeson was a badass, and he was pretty ruthless because he was saving his daughter. But I don't know. I just get a feeling John McClane, he's crafty. He's rough and tumble.
Brian Mills. What? That's Liam Neeson's character's name.
Oh, okay. Hey, just a rough and tumble guy, McClane. He walked on glass, barefoot. He was all right.
Yeah, but Liam Neeson went, like overseas. And took on.
He traveled.
He could ride an airplane.
He was in a place where he didn't speak the language. He was dealing with, organized crime. Well, then again, McClane's often like one man against the mob, kind of. I'm weighing whether I want to change my vote.
Dun dun dun.
Nope. I'm still gonna go for Brian Mills.
Yeah, as badass as John McClane is, fucking the Taken character just seems way more badass. And oh, and like a step ahead.
Yeah, like he outthinks people and then fucks them up.
Yeah, I wouldn't say John McClane does that. He just fucking survives. Like, he's just, I don't know.
Yeah, he's like pure id. He's just like reacting all the time.
He's like Rocky. He's just got heart.
Yeah. He doesn't stop. Well, he does have the brains to tape his gun with the only two bullets left in it to his back and then walk in and the rest of that stuff.
That's true. But, I mean, yeah, he's got I think Liam Neeson out-strategizes him. Maybe McClane's got a better build, or at least he used to. Like, there was a couple where it was like, whew, McClane's out of shape.
Yeah. And, in fact, I think that was supposed to be a part that featured in the last one.
Oh, that he was out of shape?
Yeah. That he was almost drinking himself to death.
He did jack up that Asian girl, though.
Well, an SUV helped.
And McClane has to quit one-liners.
I totally forgot about that Die Hard movie. So the second to last one. The one with Samuel L. Jackson. Not the one with Kevin Smith.
I don't think Liam Neeson has any quippy one-liners.
No, but he says things like, what I have are a particular set of skills.
Hide underneath the bed. You're about to get taken.
What? That's why I called you, so this wouldn't happen.
Why can't I just sit in the chair and be comfortable?
Yes, well, you should have called me earlier. It's a long trip from here to Paris.
All right. Oh, yeah, I picked Brian Mills.
All right.
Brian Mills wins.
Flawless victory.
Split decision.
Yep.
Wait, flawless victory? I thought you picked McClane.
He did.
I was just saying flawless victory.
No, he doesn't understand what flawless victory means.
Tim felt that very funny.
Oh, yeah, I did. Oh, shit, we should probably start tapering this down. I didn't realize how long we were going.
Should we do...
I don't mean, like, shut it down, but, like, you know, you guys each pick one more TAM fight, and then maybe one lightning round, and we call it a quits.
All right. No, you want to go first?
Oh, sure. Did I just pick one? Oh, no. Wait. Whatever. Optimus Prime versus the Hulk. The Hulk.
Ah! Oh. Well, that seemed very lightning roundish.
No, it's not very lightning roundish. I didn't really have to think about it. I'm just like, I think Hulk would fuck shit up.
Hulk.
Yeah, I have to go with the Hulk as well.
Yep.
So yeah, it wasn't meant to be lightning round. I'm just like, oh, I'm sorry. You meant it would be more suited for lightning round because it wouldn't be much discussion. Sorry about that.
No, I meant your execution seemed very light. Like you were like, and I'm done with this. I picked this. This is what I pick.
Oh, and that one was from CJ. Just tossing that in.
And I assume we're talking about regular Green Hulk.
Yeah, well, like, are we talking comic book Hulk or movie Hulk? And which movie Hulk? And are we talking about cartoon Optimus Prime or movie Optimus Prime or which cartoon Optimus Prime?
I think even if we pick the Hulk that does the least amount of damage, if we pick the, like, original Hulk from the comic books, so like Gray Hulk or just around the time where he was Green Hulk, not the one where, like, increasing amounts of rage increase his power effectively unlimitedly. Like, it just matters how angry he is. And even if we took the Optimus Prime that could withstand the most physical punishment, I'm still going to say Hulk.
Okay.
Just the amount of shit that we have seen him pick up and throw.
Which would make it very easy to pick up and throw Optimus Prime.
Yeah. Yeah, even if Optimus Prime is swinging his like crazy-ass laser swords or whatever, Hulk's skin is pretty fucking thick. Like, can Wolverine cut Hulk? Yeah, I think they established that Wolverine can cut Hulk.
Yeah.
But not many other things can.
But Hulk's skin is thicker than Rebecca Black's.
You've been waiting to use that, what have you?
No. I just came up with it when he said Hulk's got thick skin.
Who's Rebecca Black?
Friday, you haven't heard that annoying Friday song?
Friday, Friday. I don't know
how to fucking
Gotta get down on Friday. I went to TGI Fridays for dinner on my birthday, and I was like, I don't know why these guys haven't contacted her yet. That's just a ready-made commercial.
You love that place,
you know what? That song is not bad in terms of, like, any other, like, in terms of versus any other poppy song. The only thing is the lyrics are fucking awful. Like, it's not horribly sung. It's not a horribly, you know, it's kind of a catchy tune. It's just the lyrics are fucking retarded.
Which one should I pick?
I gotta have my bowl, gotta have cereal. Everybody's rushing on and on and on. Sitting at the bus stop, I see my friends. Like, are you even fucking... You're not rhyming. It's like a stream of consciousness.
It's like a Randy Newman song.
No. At least a Randy Newman song, like, there's usually some art to it. There's no art. There's just fart.
You ain't got art. You got fart.
I'm going to do a What You Talking about that song, because those lyrics need to be broken down.
All right.
But, all that to say, Hulk wins.
Okay. Now, I'm going to do one that Travis sent in, and I'm really torn between Predator versus Kraven or Conan versus Worf. But I'm going to go for Conan versus Worf.
And I'm going to pick Conan.
Now, does Conan have magical powers?
No.
No, he... I don't know if Krom has ever empowered him with anything, but I think he's just a badass.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to go with Worf.
And how harsh, did they ever establish how strong Worf is compared to a human?
Much. I think he's the only...
Like, would he be stronger than Conan, who's a very strong human?
Yes.
More than likely.
Okay.
He was able to pull Data off of somebody once.
Although they have established that Data is stronger than Worf, just generally speaking.
Right, but I'm saying he at least was able to pull, like, he was able to do, make Data do something he was unwilling to do.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure if they'd gone toe-to-toe doing something else, but I think he was trying to stab Counselor Troy when he was possessed or something like that, and Worf was able to pull, yank his hand back, even though Data was clearly fighting back. And fucking, he went toe-to-toe against that Jem'Hadar forever.
Yeah.
And wouldn't quit.
I don't know who that is.
The Jem'Hadar were genetically engineered to be, like, badass warrior protectors. Like, bred for centuries to be just, like, the strongest and the sturdiest and, you know, the most badass. And, yeah.
Well, the Jem'Hadar, looking at this picture, were they the ones that one time Captain Picard had that boy who was raised by an alien race? No, never mind. That's not
nope.
Them. So that guy was actually remotely human-looking, now that
yes.
I recall it.
Yeah, no, the Jem'Hadar were kind of like lizard-like, had spines around the edges of their cheeks.
Yeah, I see them now.
Yeah, the Jem'Hadar were pretty much Deep Space Nine, and that's it.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and Worf, in at least one of the many universes in that one like multiverse episode, beat all the rest of the Klingon warriors at the Bat'leth tournament. So he was...
Oh, yes.
He was at least... potentially the best hand-to-hand fighter that the Klingons had.
Is Conan spelled with two N's?
Nope, just one.
Okay.
Krom! Because
at first I was like, fucking Worf will kick the shit out of Conan O'Brien.
What, is Conan O'Brien spelled with two N's?
No, just one.
Oh, okay. They're spelled exactly... Yeah, they are. I knew that. Okay. Yeah, that's the ticket. Anywho, is it Andy now?
Yeah, I'm gonna go for Worf on that for the reasons previously stated.
All right, I'm still sticking with Conan.
Although Worf can be a little bit overly direct, and Conan the Barbarian's got some like some plotting and planning abilities.
And he's got Krom.
Yeah, he prays to Crom and he curses Crom, but does Crom ever actually intercede on his behalf?
What has Crom done for him lately?
Indeed.
What have you done for him?
Ah, fuck, I can't do it. I was going to try to do, so like, Coda and singing the song.
Yourself.
What have you done for me lately?
There you go. Yeah, that's good.
That's better than Noah could have
done. Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah.
Now here's a question for you, Tim. Just a random geek question. Okay. Did they ever establish which were stronger, Klingons or Vulcans?
I don't know if they definitively established it, but I assume Klingons are stronger.
Why do you assume that?
Because Klingons just... They spend more time trying to be strong, whereas Vulcans are like,
oh, think about that in logic and brr.
They go, and brr.
Odd.
Why are you going and brr? What is this? Hmm.
Fair enough.
Alrighty.
Yeah, so we're good. Do we want to do one last lightning round and then be done with it?
Yes, I'm deleting things I've already done while you guys...
Yeah,
flibbledy-jibbledy.
Yes. Fully flibbled and jibbled.
I'm also deleting ones that we're not going to do.
Okay.
Oh, like at all?
Well, like Star Trek versus Star Wars? Like, what does that mean?
The whole
universe.
Yeah, you
gotta pick who.
Who are you?
Who the fuck are you?
There's this podcast I listen to called Comedy Death Ray. And they added a new game called Who Said It, where the guy will say a quote, and then you have to tell who said it. It's kind of self-explanatory. So, and they always have weird theme songs on that show. Like, they'll have, like, these really long, drawn-out theme songs that don't really go anywhere. And so they start playing the Who Are You thing from... It sounds like the closing credits to CSI, where it's mostly instrumental.
It is time to play Who Said It. Said it. Okay.
I think I tried to listen to that once and just wasn't grabbing me.
Ah, that's too bad. It's a fun show. I may actually subscribe. I usually pick and choose my episodes.
Doug Love Movie, though. I'll usually like it, except unless it's not in front of me. I don't know. There's something about the energy audience that really adds something to that show.
Yeah. There's only been like one not in front of the audience one that I really enjoyed. So a couple people have sent in ones that I think could be devoted to an entire Tan fight, so I don't want to burn them in this lightning round.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
like
fair
Lindsay
enough.
Did Dumbledore versus Gandalf. I think that should be...
Yeah.
Do some research.
That could almost be an episode. That. So we might do that in the future.
You
in the future.
Not
the future.
Pass!
Okay, so should I just start the lightning round?
Sure.
Yep.
Okay, Tim versus Lewis Black.
Lewis Black.
How do they know Tim Black? Lewis Black. I think he's just angrier than you, Tim.
Yep, that's what I was going with.
Yeah, you know what? His stage persona is angrier, but I've seen him off stage, and he's not that angry. I think Tim.
Okay,
okay.
I'm younger and scrappier. It doesn't matter, I already lost.
well, you got. I think when one person votes for you, that means you got a couple good licks in.
Yep.
All right. Good for me.
Oh, that means I licked Noah.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
Well, it's not the first time.
And it won't be the last, my friend.
Mickey Mouse versus Bugs Bunny in a fist fight.
Bugs Bunny.
Bugs Bunny.
Yeah, Bugs Bunny. Not happy about it, though.
It's going to go like this.
Oh! Oh!
Oh, it's kind of funny.
I think that's what he was going for.
I like the sound effects. It really added something.
It's like radio.
Only with no talent and no guests.
Pee Wee Herman versus Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz.
Pee Wee Herman.
Yeah, I gotta go with Pee Wee Herman.
I think Dorothy would be Pee Wee Herman, and her little Midwestern head would explode.
Pee Wee Herman.
He'll masturbate her to death. Garfield versus Heathcliff, a classic debate from
Heathcliff.
Back in the day.
Indeed.
Heathcliff, I used to love that cartoon.
I'm a big Garfield guy, so I'm gonna go with Garfield. And I'm not gonna be the tiebreaker. Ha ha.
All right.
You want
Heathcliff,
right?
Now it comes down to me. Oh, Tim, I see what you mean by pressure. I gotta go with Garfield just because he outweighs Heathcliff.
But fucking Garfield doesn't do shit.
Well, no, he gets in fights occasionally.
Oh, Heathcliff is a scrapper.
He kicks Odie's ass.
Heathcliff is a scrapper.
In an amazing upset, Garfield wins!
Oh, I really like this one from CJ. Mark Zuckerberg versus Tim. Bitch fight.
Fuck you, CJ.
Mark Zuckerberg.
I'm going to go Tim on that one.
Well, if we have to out-act each other, I fucking win. We were talking about his appearance on Saturday Night Live. I'm like, whoo, he sucks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, and whoever that guy's playing Mark Zuckerberg is, fire him.
That is Mark Zuckerberg. Oh, shit.
Well, fire him anyways. Fire him from his life. Tim, now's your opportunity. Fire him from his life.
Yeah, I'm going with me.
Yep. Very good.
So who won?
You did. Split you decision. Did.
He got some good licks in, though.
Noah, do you want to pick a one for our lightning round?
Oh, I'm trying to see who we haven't picked yet, or one that might... The Losers versus the A-Team.
I never saw the Losers.
I would say... I'll say the A-Team.
I gotta go for the A-Team. They got the Liam Neeson on their side.
You love that Liam Neeson.
Yep, unless he's going against Batman. I always go, or Darth Maul. I always go for Liam Neeson.
Yeah, but the Losers have the comedian.
Uh-huh.
And your point.
And he's Sam and Dean Winchester's dad from Supernatural. No?
Oh, we know.
Well, one of us knows.
Yes.
The other's Tim.
All right, anything else for the lightning round?
Yeah, well, I'd have one more I definitely want to save for last, but there was one I was just looking. Oh, the Munsters versus the Addams Family.
Oh, that was a good one. I got to go for Addams.
Addams.
Yeah, the Munsters just seem too goofy.
They do. Yeah, even though they're actual monsters, the Addams Family seems like they're actually dark and dangerous a little.
Yes, I concur. All right, so I'll just jump to the last one.
All right,
Andy, do you have another one you want to throw in here?
Yeah, let's do it super fast. Predator versus Kraven, the ultimate predator versus the ultimate hunter.
Predator.
What's a Kraven?
He's a Spider-Man villain.
Yep.
Oh, Navy SEALs.
He usually is half dressed, wearing some type of animal skin, I think.
Yep. Like a lion hat.
I don't think he has any special powers beyond just being well trained.
I'm gonna go with Kraven.
All right.
I think if Kraven had a chance to study the Predator, like he got good information from the government about the Predator outbreak in South America, and then when the Predator came to L.A. or wherever the fuck that was, I think it's going to be Kraven if he's got information, and if it's just, you know, mano a mano, it's going to be Predator.
Well, keep in mind, Predator lost to, okay, Arnold Schwarzenegger, but then fucking Roger Murtaugh, Danny Glover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Adrian Brody. Give that penis a sandwich.
Yeah. Give that penis a sandwich.
Okay, so here's Kraven's powers. By regularly ingesting the potion made from various unnamed jungle herbs, Kraven grants himself a number of abilities, including sufficient superhuman strength, speed, stamina, agility, and reflexes to make him a physical threat to Spider-Man.
Boom.
And more durable
goes
and resistant
dynamite
to certain forms of energy than a normal human. All right, I'll give it to Kraven.
Wow, you changed your decision?
Yeah.
Unprecedented.
I thought he had no powers at all.
So we're Kraven flawless victory then.
Flawless victory.
Interesting. All right.
Take that, asshole.
Yeah. Fuck you, Predator.
Okay. So Andy, another one or?
Nope. I'm good after that one.
All right. So this is the one I wanted to go out on. It's from John. Tancasters versus Smodcasters.
I was waiting for that one.
Tancasters.
Fuck yeah, Tancasters. I mean, we all have to team up on Scott Mosier while Kevin Smith is crying in the corner.
Offering to suck our dick.
I'll suck your dick if you stop hitting Scott Mosier.
I like how we have just one uniform dick.
Well, really, we got Noah's. That's all we need.
We have Tancock. Which you can now order at adamandeve.com. The Tancock.
I'm going to say that Tim and I can take on Scott Mosier while Noah's over in the corner just slapping Kevin Smith with a cock.
And Kevin's desperately trying to suck it to stop the fight.
Noah's just got his hands on his hips and just going side to side. Mushroom printing.
Please stop hitting me with it long enough for me to suck it.
Man, oh. We're like the most hateful, spiteful fans of, like, genuine fans of his work, I think.
He makes these jokes. So.
I don't think you should submit this episode to him to put on his radio network. Just put that out there.
You don't think he'll play this on Sir?
No.
Now, that wasn't including, like, you know, Walt Flanagan and Brian Johnson and Ming and all them.
I assumed it wasn't. Did it say Smodcast Network or Smodcast?
It just says Smodcasters.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, as far as there's only two, so.
Yep. SM.
All right. Done. That seems like an unfair fight.
You know, though, even if you toss in Walt and...
Brian?
Yeah, Brian. Sorry. Wow. The name is completely... He became Steve Dave in my head for a second there. Yeah, so even if you toss both of them in, I'm pretty sure we can still take him.
All right.
Noah, I got my anger, and Noah's got his track speed.
And Brian's got a weak heart. He was just in the hospital.
He might start hemorrhaging inside himself again.
Yeah. Well, that's good. My first hit will be on his sternum. Take him right out.
Oh.
Oof.
Fuck.
And he pulls no punches.
It's like Kraven versus Predator. Know your enemy, win the battle.
And they know nothing about us.
We've been studying it. We're like Batmans.
Yeah, they can't even find my picture online. I'll just appear.
Steve Dave did retweet us once.
Oh, did he? What'd you say?
I can't remember. Okay. But he retweeted us.
Steve Dave, please retweet us.
That would be funny. I wonder if that would work.
Nice. Yeah, I'll be like a ninja. I'll walk up like, hey, can I have your autograph and also your beating heart?
Wow.
Take a big bite out of it. Take
all right. Now you're just being abusive.
Yeah, but it's what I always devolve to.
Fair enough.
Ask my son. Oh, now I'm sad.
Oh, you know what? I probably should have put this at the beginning. But... that does it for the Tan Fights for this episode. There's going to be no voting for this week because there's way too many. I'm not going to put up 70 million polls for you guys to vote.
Yep.
But if you have a counter opinion or an agreeing opinion, just throw it on the comments for this episode. We'll read them and love them and stroke ourselves while we read them.
Yes,
maybe
we will.
Stroke each other. Bong. But our...
People are paying attention to us. Oh, yeah.
The opening of our episode, each episode, it's good for first-time listeners who haven't heard Tancast before, and so it sort of brings them up to speed, but I imagine it's getting annoying to people who've been listening for a year and hearing that same intro over again. So, we're starting a new thing where you get to read the intro to Tancast. So, if you would like to be the person who reads the intro for Tancast, you know, the Tancast is not recommended for younger listeners because it involves anal fuck play. I don't remember what it says.
Tim I'll wrote it, but he can't be bothered.
I'm sure I wrote it, but I didn't memorize it. I gave it to bitches to read.
Yep. Bitches, read.
So I put a script at this link, and then you read it, send it in to tim@tancast.com as either a WAV or an MP3 file, and you could be at the front of the next episode. And you'd be like, hey, that's me. And you'll be more interested than, hey, that's their wives again. Who gives a shit?
And I would suggest if you do it as an MP3, go ahead and jack up the quality. Make sure you're doing it at, recording at 44 kilohertz and 16-bit and all the rest of that goodness.
You know what? It takes less than a minute. However you record it is fine.
All right. I'm just saying to keep the quality up. So you're a good quality you.
All right. Well, if you can make a good quality, great. If shit is all you got, well, we'll take shit.
Also, kind of like in school, if you're willing to kind of, you know, jump off the edge and maybe deviate from the script a little bit, if you make it worth a while, maybe it gets extra points, or maybe you flail.
Yeah, go ahead. Be creative.
Yeah, we'll see if we like it. If we don't, fuck you.
There you go.
That's how we roll.
And that's Tancast for this week. Special Tan Fight Edition. I've been Tim Babb.
I've been Andy.
Noah.
And we'll see you at the movies. What?
Perhaps.
If I can get a sitter.
Bye.
Thanks for listening.
listening to this colossal waste of time we like to call the TanCast Podcast. Many props go out to DJ Technoid, who created and composed the official TanCast theme. If you like what you heard today, throw us a review up there at the iTunes Store. Give us maybe a 5-star review. If you really liked what you heard, go ahead and put a link in your Twitter or your Facebook. If you have any comments, feedback, or jokes for Tan Laughs, you can email those to us at fucktards@tancast.com, or you can email us individually at Tim, Andy, or Noah at tancast.com. Tancast.com is our official website where you can leave comments on this or any other episode, post comments on our blogs, and find links to the official TanCast Twitter page, the official TanCast Facebook page, and the official TanCast Cafe Press store. That's enough shameless plugs for this week. Thanks again for listening to TanCast. You're doing it.
TanCast.
I think I almost sang that song for my American Idol audition.
You should have.
Oh, that would have been awesome.
I went with Different Strokes instead.
You might have made it if you sang DuckTales.
Yep.
I made it past the first round with Different Strokes. I should have sang DuckTales for my second round. Live and learn. Live and learn.
Yep.
Except now I'm too old to audition.
Oh, Different Strokes.
Although that Pants on the Ground guy has to be way older than I was.
He was like 50-something. Yeah. 60-something.
What the fuck?
I mean, you know, they let certain people in for comedic value.
Mm-hmm. I'm comedic. I have value.
What, Different Strokes. How's that go?
The world don't move to the beat of just one drum.
Oh, yes,
what
yes.
What might be right for you may not be right for some. Come in your eye.
Oh, ow, what? Ow, ow.
Why else would you adopt two young black kids?
Unless you
except
want
to sexually abuse them both.
Yeah.
And
all
make
right.
One of them turn to drugs, and the other one lose all his money because it is... parents are assholes, and then
were you
he dies
on
super
purpose,
easy.
Andy?
What?
It sounded like you were auto-tuning yourself for a second.
Yeah, no, I've just got auto-tune over here.
Did you hear that, Tim?
Well, yes, it happens all the time when we talk.
Oh, okay. I don't think I've ever heard what you were speaking for.
I can't speak for you, but I call it shitty Comcast connection.
No, thank I'm just sitting over here and I hit the button.
It could be good if you're trying to record your new album, you can't afford auto-tune.
Yep. I pried off the T button on my keyboard and place it with a T-Pain button.
You could just rearrange your letters and just be like, T-Pain!
But then I have to hit all five of them at once.
You could do it. You got fat
and
fingers.
I'm a monkey. I only got the four long fingers, and then I got these useless little semi-thumbs. Actually, I'm an ape. Fuck me.